This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569. I've got a really interesting It's Broken, Let's Fix It, which we've actually delayed a couple of times, and we delayed it because it was supposed to play last week, and then we had the shooting in Dallas, and I thought, I can't, you know, I really don't want to put up an issue about soldiers in Vietnam on the same day. And so it's scheduled for today, and I thought, we've got, although the thing in Nice yesterday on Bastille Day was a bomb in trucks, but so I decided that somehow that if terrorism is about scaring you and changing your life because of it, that so anyway, we're going to talk about My Father's Vietnam, which is a very interesting story about redemption and about friendship and about healing the past and all sorts of things that that seem appropriate. So that'll be today. And in terms, we may get back to Blake's discussion of Pokemon Go, because it's one of those phenomenon that I am sort of bemused by and have absolutely no interest in. I looked at the avatars and I'm, you know, it, and I'll just be really honest with you. I think for the first time in like 20 years, which I've had my foundation for at least that long, and it's gone through various iterations, because I've always given away a fair amount of money, no matter how little I made, because I just think it's probably karma or something. It's probably guilt on some level. And what I realized is I was giving money to organizations that were not using it in a way that I approved of at all. And I thought, well, there's one way of changing that. I've set up a foundation, and I put about 25% of my before-tax income in it every year, and I have for, as I said, 20 years. And then you direct it to projects that you think will make the world better. And I've gone through various iterations. I've gone through sex education in school, which I think is important, and it's never going to happen. So, you can only bang your head against a brick wall before you realize that there's blood in your eye. So that's not going to happen, even though I think it's really important. Kids having kids is disastrous in any society, but certainly in a democracy. Although I heard an interesting definition. Apparently, Benjamin Franklin said democracy is like two wolves and a lamb getting together and deciding what they're having for lunch. Never mind. That just sort of stuck in my head. All right. So first was sex education at school. I thought, not going to work. And then, as many of you know, I've been involved with issues about domestic violence, and I was trying to educate men because women already know lamentably about it. And then what I decided, because I did a year with Discovery Health where my program was simulcast, and we discovered this pocket of young women who had not graduated high school and were getting the daylight speed out of them and had three kids. And I'd say, well, why are you still there? And they'd say, because I love him. And I'd say, well, if you won the lottery tomorrow, would you stay or would you go? And there was this vast silence. And I thought, this isn't about love. This is about economic dependency. So if I can get these kids, and they were by and large women, not exclusively, but by and large women, if I can get them a high school diploma, not a GED, but a diploma, and hook them up with a job, then maybe I can help them out of that. And the problem about kids who've dropped out of high school, which is not uniformly true, but often enough, is evaluating what their skill level is, because a large portion of them drop out because of drugs. So knowing what they know and what they don't know is very difficult. So I've actually sent a couple of kids through the program, but I really wanted it to be much more widespread than that. So what I finally decided, and I think I'm just about there, hopefully within the next year, because I know many of you have said, gee, I'll contribute to your foundation, which I really appreciate. But I, first of all, don't want to go to Leavenworth. And second of all, I don't want to really encourage, no one's ever, with one exception, somebody actually, bless your hearts, a couple of years ago sent me a check and said, I don't know what your foundation does, but I trust you. which I really appreciate. But at some point, I really hope to be able to say, look, if you've got some extra coin at the end of the year, this is what my foundation does, and it's nonprofit, so it's tax deductible. If you'd like to contribute, here's how you do it. And I'm just about there. But and the reason I talk about it here is because I think it's going to involve my issue is twofold, of identifying talented high school seniors. So I don't have to worry about whether or not what their achievement level is. They're already high school graduates who either can't afford or don't need to go to a four-year college, and sending them to junior college and hooking them up with a job so that they don't have any debt and they have a job. So that's what I'm trying to do. So the issue then becomes identifying them. And there, I've discovered two things. First of all, you can't take one kid out of a situation and put him into a different situation and expect him to succeed. Because when he goes home and tries to deal with his friends, everything hits the fan and he doesn't have peer support. So you need to take kind of a group of kids together so that they have some peer support and also mentoring. So those two aspects. So in the, and it's, I guess, so part of the reason I'm talking about it right now is because it's Broken Let's Fix It Day, and one of the people that I ran into when it's Broken Let's Fix It, and the other is the Pokemon phenomenon, Pokemon Go, is they're talking about a game that kids can download for free, and so it identifies their skill level, and they respond in terms of pods. There had to be at least two kids geographically connected. The rest can be on the internet. And I thought, well, this is the perfect way of doing it that I'll just hook on. And it's actually with a university that's already associated with the program, strangely enough, that had, as far as I know, nothing to do with me. But so the idea being that I'm moving into that area, so the idea of a huge download of games is very appealing, except what I have is an agenda, which is to identify these kids that are incredibly talented and have the ability to use education to make the world a better place, and also think in terms of, not necessarily virtual reality, but think in terms of being optimistic about the future. So, and so the Pokemon Go phenomenon has great resonance with me, not because it's virtual reality, but because it's a gaming situation that is attracted, as Blake has pointed out, not only kids and not only 30-year-old, you know, nerds, but I've seen a lot of adults. And I think it's extraordinary that people have that kind of time. How much time have you spent on this in the last, say, it's been out since what, I think the 6th. So how many, that's 9 days. How many hours would you say you spent on this in the last 9 days? Well, let's say 8 days, because today is not over.
Well,
so
there's a technicality to it. So I guess Okay. Technically how much my app has been open, I would say at least 3 hours a day since it's open. And the reason why I say there's a technicality is because you can, if you find, say, an egg, all you have to do is just walk, and it counts. It keeps track of how long you walk, and once you walk X amount of kilometers, it hatches. So I might not even be focusing on actually playing the game itself. I'll just turn on the app, put it in my pocket, and go
walk around
my errands and stuff.
Does it? Do you have your app on at this moment when you're doing my program?
No, I do not, because I am actually just standing at the board.
Okay, so thank God I'm not part of this process. Or maybe, you know, maybe I should be one of the gyms. I don't know. I don't even think about it. I'm kidding. All right, I don't think so. Alrighty, day in history, other than, I mean, in the French situation, it turns out that Dallas and Nice are now setting up a kind of an interaction with one another. I mean, and again, one of my listeners, I think, made the cogent comment about all of this, and he was talking about Pulse in Orlando. He said, you know, one crazy person does this, or one, crazy may not be the right word, but one person whose values are really not very consistent with the general population does this. And the general population responds with compassion and care and love and food and heart and soul. So, and I think we need to remember that it's not very difficult to be disruptive and violent and destructive. Building requires a lot more skill. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we've got coming up My Father's Vietnam, which is a really interesting look at a very troubled area in American history. And again, one of the reasons that I like history, and I always have, is that it gives us a perspective that we don't ordinarily have. For example, I was just saying to Blake, this day in history is really a little bit troubling. For example, this is one of the more positive things, although for people living there it's probably troubling. In 1870, Rupert's Land in Northwestern Territory are transferred to Canada. from the Hudson's Bay Company in the province of Manitoba and Northwest Territories are established from these vast territories. In 1888, the stratovolcano Mount Mandai erupts, killing 500 people in Japan. In 1910, Emil Kraepelin gives the name to Alzheimer's disease, naming it after his colleague Alois Alzheimer. It turns out that quite often, especially in medicine and in psychology, the name is attached to the person who had the disease. Sometimes it's the doctor who discovered it, but equally often to the person who had it. In 1916, in Seattle, William Boeing and George Conrad Westervelt incorporate Pacific Aero Products, later named Boeing. Why wasn't it named Westervelt? I guess Boeing. I mean, how else would you go Boeing, Boeing? I don't know. In 1918, the Second Battle of the Marne begins near the River Marne with a German attack. In 1920, the Polish Parliament establishes the Polish-German plebiscite. Ooh, not a good idea. In 1922, the Japanese Communist Party was established. In 1954, the first flight of the Boeing 367-80 prototype for both the Boeing 707 and the C-35 series was launched, which seems somehow appropriate. Think about that. They did it on the... Boeing was established in 1916 and the first prototype in 1954. So there you go. The Red Army in 1971 on this day was established in Japan. You can see it's really a political upheaval day. 1974, the Greek junta-sponsored nationalists launch a coup d'etat, installing Samson and Cypriot as a Cypriot president. So you can see, I mean, volcanoes are exploding. It gets worse. In 1975, this is a good news, the space race, the Apollo-Soyuz test project, which was the Apollo spacecraft and the Soyuz, were the first joint Soviet-United States human-crewed flight. It was the last launch of Apollo and the Saturn family of rockets, but it certainly was an important time in detente. And this one fascinates me. In 1979, Jimmy Carter gave his so-called malaise speech, where he characterizes the greatest threat to the country. See if this doesn't resonate with you. This crisis is in the growing doubt about the meaning of our own lives and the loss of a unity of purpose for our nation. But he never used the word malaise. Well, he's a southern peanut farmer. He's not going to use a French word. Come on, folk. On this day in 1980, a massive storm tear through Wisconsin, causing $160 million in damage. And given the fact that Wisconsin doesn't have a huge number of high buildings, so that's a lot of damage. In 83 on this day, Orly Airport attacked was launched by an Armenian militant organization. 8 people dead and 56 injured. Remember that? That was one of the first airport attacks that I knew about. In 1996, a Hercules carrying the Royal Netherlands Army marching band crashes on landing. I mean, you can see it's a terrible day in history. 2002, American Taliban John Walker Lind pleads guilty to supplying aid to the enemy and to possession of explosives during the commission of a felony. In 2002, the Anti-Terrorism Court of Pakistan hands down the death sentence to British-born Ahmed Omar Saeed Sheikh and the life terms to 3 others suspected of murdering the Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl. That was, remember, they beheaded him on tape. In 2003, Time Warner disbands Netscape. The Mozilla Foundation is established on the same day. Now, I don't know if you view this as the end of the world as we know it or positive. On this day, write it down, in 2006, 10 years ago, Twitter was launched, becoming one of the largest social media platforms in the world, but completely eclipsed by Pokemon Go. Many more downloads on Pokemon Go. And it hasn't even done its international launch yet. So I think it's going to do the international launch next week, although it may not because their server was so just overwhelmed. I can't, you know, for me, I don't know if it's that they're so smart or it's so nostalgic. To me, it's a combination of people being bored out of their mind and sort of looking for distraction. And what television used to do, I think even with cable, doesn't do it as much. movies don't do it. I think people are just looking for some kind of fun in their lives. The world seems a very unfun place right now. And to end up in 2014 on this day, a train derails in the Moscow metro, killing 24 and injuring more than 160 others. And if you've ever been in the Moscow metro, it is one of the most gorgeous train stations you will ever run into, because the thing about Russia is it really is a statement of what of the notion of the greatest good for the greatest number. It just doesn't work. When people have nothing, it works really well, right? If you're starving to death, the idea that everybody gets whatever they need is terrific and life-saving and hopeful. Once you've got something, all of a sudden you want more. So socialism really just doesn't work once people get past subsistence. However, having said that, for example, the Bolshoi Ballet, and Bolshoi means big, you can go to the Bolshoi, which is this fantastic ballet and opera house. It used to be for a dollar. I mean, you know, think about the tickets to Hamilton, for example. And the subways themselves are gorgeous. They have mahogany, and they have chandeliers, and they have mosaics. I mean, it's this gorgeous, you know, lavish, fabulous place, because the idea was that people, you know, that the common people are going to do that, or going to use it. That's how they're going to get around, and it should be fabulous, and it is. And they have all these little babushkas who are constantly shining the mahogany, and it's absolutely pristine, although I haven't been there in a while. And democracy has not, the first time I went to Russia, it was still communist. And then it they sort of introduced democracy. And the second time I went, it was much shabbier. So the beginnings of democracy do not always benefit the, I guess, the subways and the idea of keeping things all neat and clean. So, all righty, 855-993-7569. What have I got here? About a minute? Probably even less than that.
Yeah, you got like 20 seconds.
20 seconds. There's a new Chinese Superman. And he's busting the stereotypes about what a hero looks like, which, given the fact that most of the world's population doesn't look like Caucasians, it's going to be an interesting phenomenon to see. And you have to remember, a quarter of the world's people live in China, right? I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Granger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Granger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgranger.com/safety or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
There's been a lot of discussion about wars, about old wars, about new wars. We're looking at World War II again. We still seem to be involved in Iraq and Iran. I mean, we somehow wars seem to be part of our DNA. And there's a war that World War II was created. It was called the war, I think, to end all wars, which it obviously didn't. And there was a book called The Greatest Generation. And then came Vietnam. And with Vietnam, all of a sudden, not only were we not supporting the war, we weren't supporting the warrior. My guest is Soren Sorensen, who has done a really fascinating documentary called My Father's Vietnam. Welcome, Soren.
I mean, hi, thanks for having me.
So Soren Sorensen, you don't have to remember very much, right? You could, it's all there. All right.
I like to tell, I can't take credit. I thank people when they comment on my name, but that's my real name, so I can't really take credit.
No, your parents. Oh, my name's Joy as well, and apparently because when they got married, they said you will bring your husband great joy, and I'm really glad they didn't say breakfast in bed, because that would have been a mess. All right. So I'll tell you, at the beginning of Soren's film shows his namesake. Talk about that, because I love that image. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, this is an image that hung in, my childhood home or homes as I was growing up. And, you looked up at it, and then eventually it was at eye level, and then eventually a little taller than where it was standing, which works well for a metaphor, I suppose. But this is a guy sort of clad in a, Danish military uniform from the mid 19th century, the 1800s, and with, a sword, and it's just, very foreign, for somebody that was born a little more than 100 years before me, looking like out of the pages of a fantasy book or something. And so it always, that's something that, along with, my father's experience in Vietnam kind of always kind of separated me from my heritage in a way, looking back that century and how much different that man's life was from my own.
Well, in the picture, he's got a metal helmet on and a sword, I think, as you mentioned, and a cape. I mean, the thing that was most astonishing other than that picture was he was 17 years old, right? He was a cadet.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this was a when I think about the things that I was up to when I was 17 years old, I wouldn't want to repeat on the radio, and the things that this person was doing, for God and country, as it were. It's astounding to me, and it's not a value judgment, by the way. It's not some self-loathing, thing or false modesty or something. It's interesting to me that the vast difference between not only this man's life and my own, but my dad's life and my own, and how how far removed we are from one generation, let alone three or four.
I got asked a question today about objectivity, and I said it's very hard to come by, because even if you feel you're objective, the people who are the resulting from your statements don't if they're winning, they view you as fantastic. If they feel that you're not sympathetic, then you're not objective any longer. So tell me how your namesake inspired you to begin talking with your dad about a war that, as I said, is one of the few wars I can remember. Because even now, if you're in an airport and somebody is in battle fatigue, you go up and say thank you for your service. We didn't do that during Vietnam. Nobody did it during Vietnam.
Well no. I mean, I think that our ability now as a culture, as a community, to respect the warrior, even if we don't respect the war, the way that you said it in your intro, is sort of was won on the backs of Vietnam veterans. I think there's a collective guilt in the United States about the way that we treated Vietnam veterans when they returned home. My father was, we were just together talking to a group of people in Providence, Rhode Island, after a couple of screenings, and he remembers pretty vividly, just sort of feeling like that was over, and you took your place in the working world and raised a family, and that's what you did. This wasn't something that you sort of wore proudly on your sleeve or anything. So as far as objectivity is concerned, I don't believe that it exists. I tried to be as even-handed with the way that I, the way that I presented my memories, facts and then hopefully truth. But I tried to be as apolitical as I could, knowing that it's sort of a fool's errand, and that no matter what I do as a filmmaker, as an artist, as a human being, just putting a documentary about the Vietnam War out into the world paints me as a certain type of person with a certain type of politics.
What kind of person do you think that paints you as?
Well, documentary filmmakers in general, and the most famous of which, living now, is Michael Moore.
Yep.
If I have anything to say about war, it has to be anti-war. It has to be that this person's seeks to tear down people's service and sacrifice and stuff.
That isn't what I got out of your documentary at all.
But you actually watched it, so
damn it.
It's challenging to actually get people to actually with challenging and difficult subject matter, it's tough to get them to sit down and watch it in the first place, let alone get past their preconceived notions that I am probably as left leaning as you're going to come politically, but that you wouldn't get it from the film.
It's interesting that you mentioned Michael Moore, because I think Where Do We Invade Next is so much different than his other films. I think it's so much gentler, it's so much funnier, it's so much more patriotic, and I always thought he was patriotic. Because he was finding fault didn't mean he was less of a patriot. But all right, so this is your first time that you picked up a camera. So what inspired you not only to talk to your dad but to film it?
Well, so it's important to note that throughout this process, I barely touched the camera. I am a You know, I wanted to tell my father's story, and that my my good friend Dan Akiba, who continues to be my good friend, who served as the director of photography throughout this project, was somebody that turned me on to documentary film in the early 2000s, probably around the time, you know, shortly after the 2000 presidential election, and then after that 9/11. But the films of people like Alan Berliner, Ross McElwee, the Maisels brothers, D.A. Pennebaker, Errol Morris, Werner Herzog. I mean, this person turned me on to a number of filmmakers who you know, completely changed the course of my life, you know, without overstating it. I mean, and I had been working on documentaries, doing music for them. My background is in music. My undergraduate is from Berklee College of Music and Film Scoring. So it was an interesting transition, to say the least. But the main thing that made me do it was, you know, I had never had a meaningful conversation with my father about his service, and I was over 30 years old.
Had you ever had a meaningful conversation with your dad about anything?
Yeah. I mean, my dad was certainly not unavailable emotionally to me throughout my life. I mean, you fathers and sons butt heads, and daughters and mothers and fathers butt heads. Everybody butts heads in families every once in a while. But it was one of those things, like, I didn't ask and he didn't tell, you know, for lack of a better phrase. If I had asked, he would have opened up, I think, and it just was a question of me being ready, as much of a, you know, a question of him being ready. But I had a memory of visiting the Vietnam Veterans Memorial when I was very young, too young to fathom it. But he stooped down and made pencil rubbings of two names that day, and I think one he stooped down for, one of them he stood or knelt. But you know, these two names were Loring M. Bailey Jr. and Glenn Dale Rickert, Glenn D. Rickert, and they sat in the attic or basement or wherever, as it were, for a long time. And that was always in the back of my head, that he knew two guys that were killed. What were these guys' stories of, you know, what happened with them, and how did that make him feel? And if it wasn't, you know, 30 years after all this, in 2000, he became friends with the parents of one of those men. So the Baileys, Loring Bailey's parents, happened to be living, you know, 2 miles away from where my parents were.
That's a great story. Tell a little bit about that, because I know he'd searched for a long time to find out where he was buried, where Loring Bailey was buried.
Absolutely. Yeah, and then my father tells it, you know, he was more concerned all those years with where the son was buried than where the parents were living, which he considers to be sort of an embarrassing oversight, you know. Yeah, I mean, you know, this was 16 years ago. In 2 weeks, will mark the 16 years since that happened. I mean, it was a big deal, and nobody really knew where it would go. I mean, my father picked up the phone and called these people and said, "Well, I knew your son, you know, during training, and then over in country for a brief time, and we were friends, and I thought he was a wonderful person. You know, sorry for calling out of the blue like this, but they happened to be in the paper because it was a Memorial Day story in a local paper called The Day in New London, Connecticut. And they became friends, and they continued to see each other, you know, at least weekly, you know, for 10 years until they both passed away in 2009 and 2010. So yeah, it changed my family a lot. And that certainly opened the door for this being a bigger story than just my, you know, a father and a son. It affected, another family and another family. And with those families, you know, you have all these other individuals that are touched by these people's lives and death.
Is that why you picked up the camera? Was that the motivation? Is your father finding the Baileys?
You know, my motivation for the project was nothing more than oral history. I mean, I when we had the conversation in 2006, I never expected 10 years later to be talking to you. You know,
all right, let me stop at this moment. We need to take a quick break. When we come back, tell me why you actually picked up the camera, and I want to know how you approached your dad about this. My guest is Soren Sorensen, who's done a documentary called My Father's Vietnam. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
And we're talking about my father's Vietnam, which is actually Soren Sorensen's Vietnam, or dad, as well as Vietnam. So how did you, we talked about the fact that your father, after searching for years for his buddy's burial site, actually found his living parents, which isn't surprising to me, that somehow all those emotions about Vietnam, I think to a certain extent, got distorted. We were talking about perspective before, of not only the country's perspective, but I think it must have been very hard to serve there and feel that not only was your service not appreciated, but whether or not you did the right thing. I mean, so tell me how you approached your dad. What did you say to your dad to say, I want to talk with you about this, and then I want to film you about this?
Well, it'll come as no surprise to you, Dr. Joy, that I was in therapy at the time. This was 2006, and talk therapy psychologists have a way of acting as a mirror, as I'm sure you've heard it described, and you described it yourself. I said something, I had gone through a breakup and I was sort of adrift. I was working in the restaurant business and not really loving it. And I said something to my therapist, like, I'd never really asked my dad about Vietnam. And he of course, replied with, well, why don't you ask? You know, it seems so simple in hindsight, but having an objective, having somebody outside of your circle of friends or family say those things to you can be very powerful and at the right time. And so, but as I said, my dad was never, closed emotionally or unavailable to me. So when I called and said, hey, Dan and I are going to come and shoot an interview with you, would that be okay? He just said, yeah. He's like, yeah, anything that I can do to help, I think that'll be interesting. So it wasn't a thing where he had to let me think about it. And then 3 weeks later, we had some terse phone call. It was very matter of fact as a transaction. He knew Dan very well. I'd been friends with him for 6 or 7 years before that. And he said, yeah, that's great. I'll buy you lunch. It wasn't a big decision for him to make, I don't think.
What did you have for lunch?
It's been so long, I don't remember. I do remember the conversation took 5.5 hours, and I've gotten better at interviewing people. I don't know if I've gotten better as an interview subject, but I wouldn't say that necessarily about some of the other people that I interviewed. It was a hard decision for some people. Everybody said yes, essentially, but it was, these are people that I didn't know from Adam. The John Wilson, who participated from Arizona. I got off a plane and spent the night in a hotel and then drove to his house in the morning. And that's the first time I met him. And I had a 3 or 4 hour conversation with him and partially with his wife, Barbara, about Vietnam. And they didn't know me at all. They invited me into their home, made a cup of coffee, and we sat down and talked about these horrible memories that he had. He was standing yards away from Loring Bailey Jr. when he was killed. So it was quite lucky that I was able to reach these people, and they were willing to share, and it was, the timing was right and things like that.
I always worry when people attribute things to luck, because if there's good luck, there's also bad luck. It seems to me that you hit a motherload of people who really wanted to talk about this and didn't have an outlet for it. I think a lot of soldiers in general felt that they couldn't talk to civilians because they just didn't get it. And this was such a war that was so shrouded in misery that opening it up either for them or to someone else. One of the advantages I think we have now is there's so many women in the military, and women, as we know, are perfectly willing to talk about things that make them miserable. And it's changing. I think it's changing the military.
My mother says during the film, she says, I'll talk about myself whether you ask or not, kind of as a joke.
Yeah.
I understand what you mean. Yeah.
All right. So what was the, when you look at this, what were the things that stand out most to you about the war and the warriors?
To go back to what we were talking about before, this idea that we have this collective guilt about the way that Vietnam veterans were treated. I think now that we have this mantra, like you said, people go up to a veteran if they see somebody in fatigues or if they see somebody with a hat or a button or something and they say, thank you for your service. It's become sort of like how you doing or have a nice day or have Merry Christmas or something. It's not as loaded a phrase as it might have been, it's not as loaded a phrase to an Iraq and Afghanistan veteran as it is to a Vietnam veteran. As John says in the film, he sometimes breaks up and gets emotional when people do it because it has been so many decades since somebody said welcome home or thank you for your service.
If they ever said it at all.
Yeah, exactly right.
One of the things that is interesting, I will just tell you this as a side note. I got a call from a man who's lived in Germany and left Berlin in 1943. And I said, were you part of Kinder Transport? He said, oh, no. I said, so you weren't Jewish? He said, oh, no, my father worked for the diplomatic corps. And I said, was your father a Nazi? And he said, I never asked. He said, do you know very many secrets about your father? And look, I'm a therapist and somewhat fearless about this. But what did you learn about your dad that you really didn't know, independent of, well, or maybe not independent of his service in Vietnam? What revelations did you come away from this?
I learned that he experiences and experienced guilt and survivor guilt. I knew that he was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, but that it didn't. Manifest in explosive ways in front of me. It was maybe more subtle. There were little, like I said, times when we would butt heads or things, that he might overreact to, that I might overreact to, and we would have senseless kind of, arguments about, but that, I don't think that's any different than any other father-son relationship, or like I said, any other parent offspring relationship. So you know, the things. To be honest, I mean, and this is such a strange thing to say, and he says it too in Q&A sessions and when we talk to people, you know, publicly, you know, his story is not remarkable, and it's so hard to portray ambiguity or, something banal without being mundane or banal, right? So his story, and I knew a lot about him going into this, his story is not unique. There are all these stories are unfolding, your friends and neighbors, you know, next door to you and in your backyard all day long. And, you know, eventually the last Vietnam veteran will die. The last World War I veteran died in 2011. Mm-hmm. This person was 100 and some years old or something, but I, you know, this is a resource that's dwindling. So if people value, historic preservation or the stories, or they really respect their elders and they want to preserve something more than their heartbeats, they can ask these questions to these people and they can have these conversations, whether or not they record them and whether or not they, you know, they put out a film or put out a podcast or whatever it is up to them. But the act of sharing and the act of listening, is its own reward, I think. So again, I knew my dad had that stuff in him. I knew it from the time we sat down. He's, you know, very intelligent. He's a student of war, of military history, of certainly of American history. So I learned a great deal, but I knew that I wasn't going to come out of there respecting him any less or more. I mean, you know, because that's not possible. I have the utmost respect for him. So the experience again was its own reward.
You know, one of the things that I've encouraged people over the years, and this is certainly an affirmation of this, is to sit down with your grandparents or your parents and do an oral history, because we never know until we ask. And we've gotten in the habit, I think, of either assuming or not being interested. So I think that your documentary in some ways may inspire people to do a home video version of it. Soren Sorensen, my father's Vietnam, do your dad and or your mom, and not only Vietnam, not only war, but their lives. Soren, thanks a bunch for being with us. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.